This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We did a story a couple of weeks ago, I think it was Mitchell, but honestly, I've forgotten, about the millions of people out of work right now and what that has meant for their health insurance. Long story short, they don't have it anymore because overwhelmingly in this country, your health insurance coverage comes with your job. But why? Marketplace's Erica Barris takes a look at that.
It's that time of year. People are shopping around for health insurance plans. That can mean looking at the healthcare marketplaces or assessing Medicare plans, or looking at the options an employer provides during this open enrollment season. About half of us get our insurance through an employer. But why?
The story that you most often hear is that employers were offering fringe benefits.
That's Christy Chapin, a history professor at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. During World War II, amid stiff competition for employees, benefits were even more important due to a federally imposed wage cap.
That story is almost right, but not quite. Really, the most important factor for the reason we receive our healthcare benefits through our employers is the tax write-offs.
Chapin says businesses liked that tax write-off, and offering health insurance was a strategy to hopefully keep employees.
So they are thinking if they are providing healthcare benefits to their employees will be more loyal to them than to the union.
In the years after World War II, employee-based health insurance became the norm. Oveda Kolpabi, President Dwight Eisenhower's health secretary.
How many people have this important private health insurance? Only 8 million people in 1939. But in 1952, 92 million.
So medical care was expanding, consumer spending was booming, and payroll swelled with workers who enrolled to get their fringe benefit. Left out, Black workers who were discriminated against in the job market, unmarried women, and small business owners. Aaron Carroll is a health services researcher at Indiana University's School of Medicine. He says, meanwhile, Europe's post-war economies were devastated.
And the idea that the private sector was going to take care of the healthcare system was not going to happen, which is why so many public systems arose there. And we came out of it with a very different healthcare system that was built and operates very differently. But that's not because of the founders, and it's not because of the Constitution or America. It's a quirk of history and then IRS policy.
Eventually, the U.S. did establish Medicare for older Americans and Medicaid for Americans with disabilities or limited incomes. That still left much of the population dependent on a system built for a very different type of workforce. Aaron Carroll.
The idea that you would take a job and stay with it for four decades is an old idea.
And all along, healthcare costs keep rising. In 2010, President Barack Obama signed the Affordable Care Act into law.
Uninsured people and small businesses will finally be able to purchase affordable quality insurance.
One of the goals was to relieve job lock so people don't feel tethered to an employer just for the health insurance. Cynthia Cox with the Kaiser Family Foundation.
Because people can't take that kind of gig economy type job without being able to have some other way to get health insurance.
The ACA was written assuming most people would get insured through their employer. But in the last 8 months, 7.7 million people have lost jobs. And including family members, that may be 14 million more people now without employer-based insurance.
This will be the first true test of whether the ACA works as a safety net for people who lose employer coverage.
How well the ACA works in the face of the pandemic and record unemployment, we're about to find out. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.